Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy Friday. It is Friday, November 22nd, 2024. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning. Thank God it is Friday.
Woo!
Another week. We made it.
Another week. And I am so excited because I don't have anything to do this weekend. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Ms. DT. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning. Good morning.
Don't that feel good? When you know, like, I'm literally looking at my calendar in disbelief. I have nothing. I get to do whatever I want this weekend.
And you know the messed up part about that? When busy people have an open day, you don't know what to do. Because you're going to feel like, man, I should be doing something.
I know. But to your point, you just reminded me, I got to start getting all my junk organized because I'm moving next month to a different neighborhood here in Dallas. And so I do have things to do. I'm just glad there's no, and when I say this, I mean this with love, up to volunteer, but it sure feels good when you don't have to get up on a Saturday morning. Cause I'm sure, Telly, you can relate where, you know, when you're part of a fraternity or a sorority, the foundation of your engagement is volunteer work. Like you're outside volunteering. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just glad that this weekend, don't ask me for nothing, y'all. I'm like Whitney Houston. I have nothing. We got a great show for y'all today. We're going to be talking about strategies for Black Americans to nurture your mental health, if whether it's post-election or the upcoming holiday season. Because again, for many of us, this may be the first holiday season where someone is not going to be here with you, or life has just been lifing in 2024 and you're quite frankly over it and ready to move on to 2025. Or you may be listening to this show right now and just feeling as though you're alone and misunderstood. Well, we're going to share with you some strategies in particular or specific for Black Americans to nurture their mental health, especially during this time. Also, we're going to give y'all some suggestions on fun activities for Thanksgiving with the family. Now, Telly, do y'all have like absolutely non-negotiable fun activities for the family during Thanksgiving?
Sure.
Care to elaborate?
No, I'm just joking because there aren't any. You eat and watch football.
Might bust off some spades.
There you go.
Yeah, like you play spades, Ricky? See, that would be fun. I just don't come from a family that a lot of people play spades, which is weird. But But yeah, yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah,
I like play spades, dominoes, stuff like that. Yeah.
But see, with my uncles and aunties, they from the 80s and 90s. So when you play spades or dominoes, it's rise and fly. And you better know how to have thick skin because they talk a whole lot of mess.
That's all I'm saying. Like, sounds you like know, when I when party. I say fun activities, spades is not included because spades is very serious. There's no fun. It's like, I know you did not throw a spade when you saw. Did you just cut me and you played a harp? I mean, yeah, it's a lot of angst in my family. But we
now that you say that, you're so right on with that. That ain't that recreational where you got people slapping cards and there's been relationships that have ended over spades.
There's been lives that have ended over spades. Talking about relationships and lives, okay? So we're going to definitely give y'all some fun, not life-threatening activities that you can consider both indoor and outdoor with your family over Thanksgiving. Also, we reported earlier this week that Tennessee State University, which again, a number of Milwaukeeans have graduated, attend there, or maybe even considering, it's not just TSU, y'all. There are a significant number of HBCUs that are very, very underfunded and face potential closure, which is ironic because the number of students that are applying to HBCUs, especially after this year of pretty much weaponizing DE&I. So you've got all these students of color, the majority of black students that are now saying, okay, well, we'll just go to an institution where we're wanted. Our identity, our culture, everything that comes with us is embraced as part of the curriculum, has now to face, what did we say, Telly? TSU, a lot of the students that were getting scholarships, were then told the scholarship ain't scholarshipping.
Yeah. And that's so unfortunate because, DT, when you were just talking about that, and I thought about it the other day when we first reported that TSU is basically out of money, is why don't we have, so just how we just saw it in full effect, Madam Vice President Harris, you know, having these concerts and raising all of this money. Why can't they do that for these HBCUs? And you just don't
great
need
question.
A homecoming to bring Lil Boosie or Plies to your campus. Like, do something where it's going to benefit and be a fundraiser to raise money and not just have a one-day concert. And that's what I was just thinking. Because look how popular Deion Sanders turned Jackson State into when he was coaching there. Only for two seasons.
I was getting
everybody's
ready to apply.
Going there.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm an old woman. I'm 48. might be a little suspect if I'm right. auditioning for the cheerleading squad.
Yeah. So I'm baffled by that because it's okay, you see an avenue to raise money one way, but you don't apply it, you know, across the board. And not every HBCU could do that, but I'm sure you have a lot of artists out there that knows that it's going to, you know, a good cause. I remember when they used to have a United Negro College Fund.
With Lou Rawls. Remember the telethon?
With Lou Rawls, yeah.
What?
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Man, it was like every, what season? Was it Thanksgiving or the Christmas season where the Lou Rawls, it might not even been during the holiday season, but I remember in my household, Daddy had on the Lou Rawls UNCF telethon.
Yes.
You'll never find. What?
Yeah, so my thing is, I think there are ways to get out of it, but it might just be the same thing we have experienced here in Milwaukee and just having, you know, some of the wrong people in the wrong positions doing the wrong things with the funds that they're getting. That's what it kind of seems
so
like.
Agree. And we're going to dissect this, as I mentioned, as part of our show today, because there's been some misconceptions. Even I was out here saying, well, wait a minute. You know, Trump, under his administration in 2016 to 2020, he signed a bill that allocated over, you know, $250 million to HBCUs. And come to find out, and again, we're going to dive into this, both Trump and Biden administration have been part of the monies allocated from our federal government agencies towards, i.e. the Department of Education, towards HBCU. So I think it's very important that we understand exactly how these monies have been determined and distributed. And to your point, Telly, if we can raise over $250 million in a matter of days for a presidential candidate, why can't we do the same thing for our HBCUs? So we're going to get into that. Also, really quick announcement. After an incredible journey as co-host of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, I have made the decision to step away and explore some new opportunities that align with my passion and my goals. And I just want to thank each of you, Truth Nation, for supporting me and Telly since we activated the show back in April of 2023. Being a part of the show has been an incredible honor, and I am so grateful to the amazing listeners and Telly as a co-host and Ricky as a producer. I know we started off with Benjamin and the entire Good Karma Brands organization who have made this experience as a talk radio co-host unforgettable. And I am not going to forget any of the great laughs that I've had with Telly on this show, especially to this day, the queen, the duchess, that by far was one of the best laughs. So Truth Nation, please know this is not goodbye. It is not goodbye. It's see you around. And I'm looking forward to what's next. And I will share updates when the time is right. In the meantime, I ask that you keep tuning in to the morning show here on The Truth and stay connected, because this is the only Black talk radio station that is going to give you 11 hours of live Black talk radio. And please, please stay connected with me through social media. I'm RealComCoach on IG, and my website is www.realcomcoach.com. So again, thank you so much, Truth Nation, for the unwavering support. Let's keep the good vibes going, because the vibes recently have been so great on this show. And again, I thank you. I appreciate each of you very much. Nothing but love, nothing but gratitude. And we're going to continue keeping the community excited and informed here on The Truth. More to come. All right. When we come back, let's get into the program. Let's get into the news. Let's get into the information. And let's make this Friday a Fri-yay. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, y'all. Good morning. Good morning again. It is Friday. Fri-yay. And we're going to get your Friday started off great. It is T minus what? 5 days before Thanksgiving? Because you can't count Thanksgiving Eve. You know, Thanksgiving Eve is when the food should already start be smelling good. Like you should.
But I was about to say. Exactly. Yeah. If you don't start cooking the day before Thanksgiving, that ain't no real Thanksgiving meal. Nah. You don't prepare the meal and eat it all on the same day. Like, who does that?
Look, nobody's house I'm eating at. What you mean you right. just put the turkey? What? Wait a minute.
This morning?
It's Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Well, my mother, she said that... Tell y'all, Ricky, my mom, I love my mom, but she just, okay, let me just say it. You know the cheese castle in Wisconsin. It's like maybe, what is that, Sturtevant, or what is that city? It's not Kenosha,
yeah,
is it?
No, I think it is Sturtevant. Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know that cheese castle, right?
Somewhere around there. Yeah, yeah, yes.
My mom is convinced that the only cheese that is acceptable in her famous mac and cheese has to come from Wisconsin, and it can't come from Pick and Save. I'm telling you, it can't come from any other place but the Wisconsin cheese castle. So what does Mama Thomas do? She demands every year, Telly. I've lived in Milwaukee I moved to Milwaukee in 2003. And you know that cheese castle, I think that cheese castle was built when the Polish people came to Wisconsin. That's how long that cheese castle has been
right
there.
After they built a sign, "Welcome to Wisconsin," they built the cheese castle.
I'm telling you, every year my mom demands that Darren and I, on the way, when we drive from Milwaukee to Evansville, that we stop at the cheese castle. So I'm like, Mom, you can get Wisconsin cheese just like you can get Idaho potatoes, Florida oranges, Georgia peaches. You can get those in Evansville. No, I want the cheese from the cheese castle.
She said, "Nah, baby, nah, that ain't the same."
Y'all laughing. I have went to the grocery store with my mom in Evansville, and I'm like, "See, Mom, it says Wisconsin cheese." Look, she's like, "That's not the same." So we, Darren and I, so I fly into Milwaukee on Wednesday morning, do the show. Darren's gonna pick me up, him and Ernie. And we're going to have to stop at that cheese castle. And I don't know if you've been to the cheese. Have you been to the cheese castle, Ricky or Telly?
I have never, ever been. I've seen it on the way to like 7 Mile Fair and all that, or to the airport. But no, I've never been there.
No, I went to a cheese deal at the Dales, but never the cheese castle.
It is an experience. It's actually not a bad experience. They have, you know, a couple of restaurants / bars. A lot of it's like a you know, very sophisticated gift shop, but there is a section of the cheese castle that is solely based on produce, groceries, and a whole lot of cheese. So,
So what happened? What was going on? So Kraft worked before you moved to Milwaukee, or
well,
how did that work?
Remember, so my kids and I, we moved to Milwaukee in 2003. So, you know, 22 years ago, my parents were a lot, you know, more mobile. So they would drive from Evansville to Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And yeah, so on one of them trips, I said, "Dad, really?" Mom came and she was like, "There was this wonderful cheese castle." and Elijah, he pulled over. Look, I'm not going to tell her. She doesn't even know this. That the cheese castle has been renovated. You know the cheese castle was like renovated, right? Did y'all know that about 3 or 4 years ago?
No, I didn't know.
Longer than that. Anyway, well, of course y'all wouldn't know because, see, y'all got sane family members who know that Wisconsin cheese can be bought anywhere that has a grocery store.
It's the gnaw, baby. It ain't the same.
Were you there? Were you there?
That's fake news. Like, that ain't that packaging. That's fake packaging.
I'm like, Mom,
that ain't come from Wisconsin.
But mothers be knowing, though. Mothers be knowing. You going to be like that, DC, in a few? You going to be like that?
I'm like, so then I said, because my mom, she's also retiring from doing a lot of the cooking. So she's doing the main dishes like the turkey, the ham, the chicken. The sides she's ordering from a black-owned business in Evansville. And so I said, "Mom, do you want me to take a stab at doing the sides?" Everybody was like, "No." I'm like, "Dang, y'all even want me to try? I can't even audition." Dear non-black people, no black mama, auntie, grandmama, sister, cousin will let newcomers audition during Thanksgiving. No. That is a fact.
No, this ain't the time to audition. Like,
who made the potato salad?
Hey, no, I'm going to tell you, the unauthorized, the unspoken audition period, if you want to get into that cooking rotation between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like experimenting.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you be messing up.
Yeah, yeah. Because when you got more people covered and people been looking forward to this all year long.
You had all year to practice.
Right.
The last thing you want to hear is, this so nasty.
Oh, in my house, this would be the first, because my mother, she could be so passive aggressive if somebody tries to cook that's not her. This seasoning, something's, well, you know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I just, you know, feel like you should put this amount of seasoning. Maybe this just me. I get it. I'm not, my cooking ain't for everybody, obviously. So, yeah, she'll do stuff like that.
Hey, my cooking ain't for everybody, but everybody come eat it.
Right. Oh, I guess, you know, my rolls, you know, I guess they just don't come out in time. So we're going to do the Hawaiian bought rolls. Ain't nobody in this house Hawaiian, but yet y'all want some Hawaiian rolls. Okay. All right.
That's
Mama, we just bought the Hawaiian rolls for pre-Thanksgiving. Nope, it's so good. You know what? I'm just going to set these hot, fresh, authentically made 8-hour process rolls over here. Y'all go ahead and stick with the store-bought Hawaiian rolls. This is a black house, but y'all go ahead with the Hawaiian.
Hey, no pressure.
And I'm over looking at Darren like, please put the Hawaiian roll down, Darren. We just want to have a peaceful night of football. Please, please put the Hawaiian roll. Woo! Well, in addition to that, we want to share with you, because here's again, there are so many different ways that you can celebrate Thanksgiving, especially if you have younger children. One of the things, now, I know this is Black Talk Radio, so don't start judging me, y'all. I'm just trying to, you know, expose us to some things that may be, look at Telly's face, a little bit different. Because I know when I start with this first activity, the name alone, I can hear the eyes of Black folks that are listening. I can hear their eyes rolling when I do this. Okay, number one, outdoor activities. Now, Ricky, I just knew you was going to put some kind of hot button when I said that. Outdoor activities that we can... In Milwaukee.
Hey, you got them. What you say? A bunch of them. The what? The Negro, please. You would have got a bunch.
Let's embrace some new things this year, Black people. Here we go. Flag football. But now, come on now. We play flag football.
I was going to say, when I was younger, yes, absolutely. We would go out, and that was like a tradition in the neighborhood. You go out and you play football, and you know, you layer up and you play tackle football. Probably not the safest thing to do, but it was awfully fun, though.
Yes. So we can embrace. I'm not for sure what the weather will be like next week in Milwaukee, but definitely something to consider. Also, a leaf raking contest. So for a lot of us that have a lot of leaves in our yard, that's a great way to incentivize getting your leaves raked. So challenge the young folks. Whoever can make the most leaves, look, gets $5. $5?
I was about to say, I don't know about that.
That's you what my dad, look. Telly, why does my dad walk up to the young cousins trying to be that cool granddad, that cool uncle, and he'll slide, he'll do it like real, you know, like he's giving somebody a $100 bill. He'll slide a $5 bill. One of my little cousins last year was like, I didn't even know they still made $5 bills.
Right.
Dad, you can't give these young people. See, Dad, there you go. You can't even give these young people $20.
Yeah, that's why I think you might miss me on the leaf raking contest or man, come on. You gonna have to incentivize that.
All right, how about this? This is the last outdoor activity. How about turkey trot? And this is where you organize a family fun run or walk before dinner to get that metabolic rate up. So all that good food you about to eat, your metabolic rate is high. It's going to burn some of that fat. How about that? Moving on. How about indoor activities? Let's go to indoor activities. Like I told y'all, I was going to kick it off. You're up now. You're welcome.
Look,
all right, we've now entered the indoor.
DT, Okay, before we go indoors, I will admit, actually, me and my brother, we will go on a run that on Thanksgiving morning, and if weather permits, and then, you know, in anticipation. But I just want you to know, we don't get many other participants in that trot. So that's why, yeah, we probably need to move indoors.
Y'all got me hollering on the YouTube message board. Telly, they said, Moriam says, that sounds about white. Just kidding. And then E. Gibson says, this would turn into a white talk radio show. Tell me how you really feel. I'm just trying to embrace all aspects of experiencing Thanksgiving. All right. Good morning, Black Conscious. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your comment or question about Thanksgiving? I couldn't hear you, Ricky. Go ahead, Black Conscious. Oh, okay. We lost him. Okay. All right. So let's go indoors. And Black Conscious, feel free to call back. We want to hear from you, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. What is with the family, the traditional family activities that you participate in during Thanksgiving? Cooking and baking competition. Again, in the Black household, I don't know, Telly. Yeah. I don't know if you want to be trying to have a cook-off competition during Thanksgiving.
No, that could go up along the lines of spades and how, you know, that could get kind of, you know, contentious. So,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to try to avoid, when you're indoors, you want to try to avoid all the things that you think are going to lead to, you know, some type of confusion or disruption. Like, when you're indoors and you're just eating, and then there's alcohol involved, and it could go left. But outside of board games and you know, spades and stuff, like what are some other indoor things that you could do? I don't know.
Sleep.
I've got a whole list for you. You could play board games. Now my family, we play the Monopoly, we play the Scrabble, and of course we play spades. Now, this is fun, and I know a lot of us do this now. Come on, y'all. The karaoke contest where you'll play and sing your favorite songs. We're doing that.
Now, that's fun. Yeah.
Wait a minute, Ricky. What you mean? Y'all do karaoke? Now, that is a Black Thanksgiving activity. Karaoke.
I mean, one of the things that we do, we pull out the photo album, reminisce. We do that, too. But karaoke, I don't know. Might bust out the old school jams, get the dancing, but we never did karaoke, nah.
Oh,
well, it's very common, I think, in a lot of our households.
Yeah.
Now for the kids, maybe facilitating some Thanksgiving themed craft activities. You know, here's some construction paper. No, do they even use construction paper anymore with the kids?
I'm sure it's got to be
on an iPad.
I'm sure there's some kid out there like, what is construction paper?
Right. Now, another thing, now, Ricky, I know this is not, now, this is what we do in our household as well. Watch your favorite Black movies together.
Yes.
So it's like, we'll be watching football, and then we'll put on, you know, like Life, Boomerang, Harlem Nights, Waiting to Excel, all the, you know, the Black movie classics.
Yep.
So having a movie marathon is big.
We do that
in my household as well. And to your point, Ricky, sharing the stories and the memories, going through the photo albums, that's a big activity in our house. One thing that my mother and father have been very adamant about before we cut the turkey, after we say my dad's version of a sermon, it's supposed to be a prayer, but my dad, he thinks he's a minister and will take 45 minutes to pray.
Yes, Lord.
Be like, we, I dozed off during the prayer.
Man, were you there? Gratitude circle. So this is something that we can consider as part of our family bonding activities during Thanksgiving dinner, and just have everybody share at the table the things, the people, and the places that they're thankful for.
Now, that is something that has been, you know, pretty traditional. We've done that in the past, yes. And that's cool, and that's easy. And I mean, out of, you know, 11 months, there's something that you're thankful for. You know, leading into, you know, the final month of the year. And so, yes, I mean, what better time, what better place to do it amongst family to talk about the things you are thankful for. So, yes, that is something that I am definitely I've done before. We haven't made it a tradition, but we've done it before, and it's a really cool thing, I think.
Yes. Now, Truth Nation, some of y'all at our message board, I'm going to need y'all to abbreviate y'all's usernames. I can't read all, like, some people, you know, their usernames, it'd be like, blessed by the best 2025, God has blessed me, I'm winning 2024, shout out, I can't, come on, y'all. Like, if you want me to read, like, what is this? The best if you ever saw it. I did it. All right. The best if you ever saw it on our YouTube message board says outdoor activities is going to Walmart. That's funny. Rovan, love this idea. Rovan on our YouTube message board. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now by visiting YouTube and searching for 101.7 The Truth and hit that live button. Rovan says, my family, we had a talent show. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of that before. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great idea. And
just think about some of the, you know, biggest entertainers. Probably that's how they started. That was their first audience. And that was their first big audience when Thanksgiving came and all the families around. And hey, you know, little Jimmy can dance. Like, show him. And then, you know, little Jimmy breaks out dancing. And you have other cousins that compete, and yeah, I mean, but that's typically when you have a large family, though, you can do that.
Yes. No, I love that. I love the talent show idea. Some other ideas is that, and this is something that my children and I used to do. We probably need to reactivate this. Spend the morning volunteering somewhere, whether you go to a homeless shelter or an unhoused shelter, I should say, or whether you go somewhere where they are distributing complimentary Thanksgiving meals to the underserved, to the vulnerable people of Milwaukee. That's a great way to kick off the morning. So get up, cook breakfast, and go volunteer somewhere. Also having a family photo shoot. That's the great time to take family pictures because everybody, See, I'm warming up, Telly. I'm getting there.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Because they was like, that turkey trot.
Construction paper. I was like, hey, we got to start off with stuff that people even know about.
What'd you say when I was like, turkey trot? Let's all get together, everybody. And at 12 o'clock, we're going to line up for the turkey trot. Say what? I'm bringing us back. So definitely take advantage of capturing those memories by having a photo shoot with the family. Also, towards the evening, as we're starting to kick off our movie marathon, have a wine and cheese tasting for the adults. Have a wine and cheese tasting segment. Get ready for those movies. And for those that may have, what do you call those? Like a gazebo or an outdoor covered patio. Again, project a movie outside. Have outdoor movie night. I mean, technically it's not outside, but you're outside, enclosed. So those are some things that we wanted to share with you that you can consider as part of making this Thanksgiving memorable, pleasant, loving, and it doesn't require a lot of money. It just requires the most important ingredient, which is love. When we come back, we're going to get into more regarding the HBCUs and strategies for Black Americans to nurture our mental health, as a number of us, for a variety of reasons, may be experiencing even more grievance, anxiety, and stress as we are preparing to enter a new year. Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, as you know, it's college month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Concordia University, Wisconsin, Live Uncommon, and Educators Credit Union, Achieving More Together. As we welcome you back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, and as the nominations continue to come in, we are still seeing and wondering when those black jobs are going to open up on the Trump cabinet. We haven't seen it yet. And one of the biggest picks or nominations that Trump has had so far was picking his next U.S. Attorney General. And he picked Matt Gaetz, who yesterday withdrew his name from consideration. And once that happened, Trump said, yes, I'm okay with that, even though I wanted him to be there. And then he tabbed Florida's former Attorney General Pam Bondi to be the U.S. Attorney General. So again, I continue to see how the other, I mean, you can see he's building this cabinet based off of loyalists, and everybody seems to be okay with it. I knew we would be in trouble, DT, if Gaetz was able to get confirmed by the Senate, because if there is anybody that everybody despises, it was Matt Gaetz. And I said, if Trump can find a way to bully these other senators to get Gaetz confirmed, we are really in trouble. But again, we know how he operates. And yes, this may be a defeat, but he's clearly going to double back and get into another battle, because this Pam Bondi lady, DT, like you said, with just looking at her, she looked like she might be on one if she gets in this position.
Yeah, she looks. Let me just say this. Pam Bondi is not new to the Trump administration. To your point, she is a Trump loyalist, which tends to be the pattern of how he determines who he will nominate. So keep in mind, Pam Bondi has been selected by President-elect Donald Trump. She still has to be formally nominated, which I'm 100% confident that she will. And then she will be subject to Senate approval. Now, the GOP party, i.e. the Republicans, are relieved right now, because to your point, Matt Gaetz, he was going to become too much of a liability to the party and to the process of securing confirmation. You know, being the Attorney General for the United States, it is not a position that can have a gap. You know, you can't prolong it based on an investigation of the nominee's, you know, sexual misconduct with underage girls. And the Republican Party, they're winning right now, and they want to sustain that momentum of winning and being truly seen as the people, the party that can get things done in America. See, that's right now the Democratic Party, you know, based on the numerous fails, especially as it relates to the campaigning process of Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota. There's a lot of people that are just like, I tell you what, Democratic Party, y'all go back in the lab, sit there for a minute, don't say nothing, and figure out how you're going to rebrand, repurpose, and bring some faith back into the party. So Pam Bondi, she's not new to Trump. She actually, I believe in 2018, when Trump first fired his then Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, she was part of the consideration at that time. And so she obviously, again, has a very close and loyal relationship with Trump. But there's already some controversy, Telly. So Bondi made a controversial $25,000 contribution to Trump's foundation. And, or excuse me, let me back it up. Trump's foundation gave Bondi a controversial $25,000 donation during her 2014 re-election bid for attorney general. And he gave this to Bondi's what they call PAC fund or political action committee fund, which is a big no-no. So they accused Bondi of, you know, fraud allegations and Trump University fraudulent. So there's some activity with her as well. But I think that's with everybody. So I, in this day and age, and I hate to say it like this, but I'd rather have somebody who's being investigated for fraudulent campaign auditing versus someone who's out here sleeping with 17-year-old girls. And that's a whole grown right. man. That's yeah. where we are right now. It's yeah. like the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just, I just got to that part, you know, of the story as well that, that you know, she once denied that she got the $25,000. But like you said, DT, at this point, that is you know, a pre-K type of issues in this day and age because like you said, if we're talking about $25,000 back in 2016, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, regardless, it was a while ago.
2014.
I'd rather them, 2014, like you said, I'd rather them investigate that than somebody who is being investigated for having sex with a minor, another one that is being investigated for sexual assault that you want to be your defense of Secretary of Defense. The same person, and I mentioned his resume as well, Hegseth, 7 kids, 3 different wives. Yeah, that seems like, you know, that's right on par for, you know, the type of people you want around you in your cabinet.
And my thing is, I'm not even tripping off of your family makeup, whether it's blended, whether you and your spouse have agreed to have an open marriage. That is none of my business. What concerns me is the fact that the standards that are being held for one individual based on their gender and race would not be the same for another one. Because again, if Barack Obama, when he was running for president, would have been on his third wife with multiple baby mamas and allegations and it would even got to the conviction part. So for me, it's just the inconsistency. And that's what we talked about, you know, earlier this week. We talked about that's the way it is. So when we come back, we want to hear from you, Truth Nation. 833-212-1017. How are you feeling? Thanksgiving's around the corner. And one of the comments on our YouTube message board says, I disagree with dumping on the Democrats. They advocated for increased minimum wage, expansion of health care, etc., fighting to lift Americans up. And what thanks did they get? I think, my dear friend, it's not a matter of thanking them. Remember, they work for us. The government is an elected entity that is contingent upon votes. And so if the majority of the people do not feel confident in the Democratic Party, that's a clear indication that everything that you listed may not have indeed happened for us as a country. That's all I'm saying. Remember, they work for us. We elect the government. This is America. This is not China. We elect the government. This is on us as well as on the Democratic Party. When we come back, we're going to get more into this as well as talking about strategies that you can use for navigating through yours or someone who you know's mental health. It's been a long year, y'all. Let's protect our peace and our energy. 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation! Good morning. Good morning. We are back. And again, it is Friday. Just want to let you know and remind you that today is Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And as you know, powered by We Energy's energy that you can depend on, call in. We got a lot of things for y'all to call in for. That's what we do here at The Truth. Call in at the top of the hour. So at the top of the hour, call in 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own black business or a black business that you love.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And, you know, we always giving away something on this show, DT. And Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our one call. That's all. Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number, of course, 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. Let me do that one more time. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Get that money.
There it is. There it is. We come back at the top of the hour again. In addition to putting your name in the hat for that 5K, we want you to call in and shout out a black-owned business. Thanksgiving's next week, y'all. So I'm waiting for all the food caterers and the Meals on Wheels drivers. Great. I'm ready to hear from y'all. It is free 99 marketing. So take advantage of Black Friday powered by We Energies. When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to also, in addition to shouting out your black owned business or a black business that you own, or excuse me, love, we're going to get into some strategies for black Americans to nurture our mental health, as this can be a difficult time for a number of us, and that is valid. And we want to give you some tactics and some strategies to make sure that your mental health, your peace, your safety, your good energy are nurtured during this holiday season. Also, HBCUs are facing an economic situation and need more funding, so we're going to get into that in ways that we can support our HBCUs. And also, you already know, a special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly is coming in at the second hour as well. So stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It's Friday, y'all. Some of y'all got that direct deposit. My Cash App is.
Get it.
I'm just playing.
I'm not. Some. Dollar sign. Let me hold some.
The only reason we're not telling 22. Y'all, because we would get in trouble. Any other way, we wouldn't have no problem sharing with you our Cash App username. All right, y'all, stay locked in. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.